It is March 3rd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I have never seen weekly gains in commodity prices like this. It has never occurred during my lifetime, according to a Bloomberg story. The headline is, Putin sets commodities up for biggest weekly gain since 1960. And I was born March 4th, 1961. If I were trading and long, which is my bias, it would be quite the birthday present. An overpriced cupcake would have to do, as my annual birthday wish for world peace seems further away. Today, we published our exclusive video interview with the president and CEO of the Osaka Exchange, Iwanaga Moriyuki. He gave us an update on several initiatives at JPX, including the new trading platform for TOCOM and OSE, holiday trading, and more. The World Federation of Exchanges' latest edition of Focus is out and is dedicated to the 2022 WFE Women's Leaders. It highlights an impressive number of women leaders at exchanges around the world. The CFTC announced Chairman Rossum Benham will participate in a fireside chat at the Institute of International Bankers, IIB, 2022 Annual Washington Conference on Monday, March 7th, 2022. Stable and Marcaris announced they have officially partnered to bring more risk management tools to the organic soybean and corn markets. Starting today, Stable will offer its game-changing price protection options that settle against the benchmark prices published by Marcaris. In an example of how the world has changed in the last 30 years, Germany is sending to Ukraine 27 Soviet-made anti-aircraft rockets, weapons from the former East Germany. Tradeweb reported its trading volume for February 2022 of $22.6 trillion and average daily volume, or ADV, of $1.1 trillion, including new ADV records in both U.S. and European government bond trading, as well as fully electronic U.S. high-grade credit and emerging market swaps. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our video, Iwanaga Moriyuki, OSE President and CEO, offers update on exchange initiatives. Veteran exchange executives gives exclusive interview to JLN. Iwanaga Moriyuki, President and CEO of the Osaka Exchange, updated John Lothian News about several important exchange initiatives at Japan Exchange Group, JPX, in an interview over Zoom last week. He spoke with John Lothian from Tokyo with an image of the Osaka Exchange projected behind him and gave JLN an exclusive interview. Here's a press release from the NFA. NFA encourages members to monitor U.S. sanctions on Russia and be vigilant of cybersecurity threats. NFA is monitoring the U.S. government sanctions imposed in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the impact of this activity on the global financial markets. NFA encourages members to monitor the Department of Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets, OFAC, webpage for more information on current sanctions. My comment, if you're not paying attention before, now is the time. We are at war if you did not know it. Here's a story from Yahoo. Go fish! How to avoid falling for online scams. No matter how tech-savvy you are, online scams and phishing schemes are out there just waiting to trick you and plenty of others into giving away your personal information. Unfortunately, some of these scams are pretty good. The Federal Trade Commission says they often appear to be coming from companies and businesses you trust. They also happen a lot. The FTC received more than 2.1 million fraud reports from people in 2020 alone, with online scams being the most common type of fraud they saw. My comment, hiding in your closet with your phone off is not an option. Here's a story from the Washington Post. The sunflower, Ukraine's national flower, is becoming a global symbol of solidarity. The sunflower has long held a meaningful place in the hearts of many Ukrainians as the national flower, but since Russia invaded their country last week, the plant has become a global symbol of resistance, unity, and hope. In recent days, people around the world have been adding bright sunflower emoji to their social media profiles and wearing sunflowers in their hair and on their clothing. Some are planting seeds so more sunflowers can grow. My comment, sunflowers have a future. But do they have futures? Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. Joe Ritchie, who brought computerized trading to Chicago's pits, dies at 75. After selling his firm, the electronic trading pioneer pursued broader interests, including the fate of Afghanistan and assisting balloonist Steve Fawcett. Joe Ritchie, a pioneer in computer-driven trading strategies that foreshadowed the screen-driven future of Chicago's commodity and financial exchanges, died February 22nd, according to a death notice. He was 75. Former Chicago Board of Trade Chairman Patrick Arbor said the cause was COVID-19. Ritchie's firm, Fox River Partners, did not respond to inquiries, and attempts to reach family members were not successful. My comment, I know when Steve Strahler reaches out, it is another obit being written. This time it was for Joe Ritchie. He quotes me in the story talking about the slide rule Ritchie had mocked up to calculate the soybean crush. Here's a story from YouTube. Can we fix the stock market? Interview with SEC Chairman Gary Gensler. The problem with John Stewart. John sits down with SEC Chairman Gary Gensler to talk about stocks, apes, and accountability. Note, the full episode can be viewed on Apple TV+. Stock market. The rise of e-brokers was meant to democratize the stock market, yet inequality in the markets has actually worsened. How can it be fixed? Season 1, Episode 5. My comment. The problem is too many people think the stock market is fixed. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Bloomberg's A billionaire's heir hangs up his healing crystal to fix capitalism. Second was The Streets. Billionaire Ken Griffin admits he was wrong about Bitcoin, crypto. And third was from Bloomberg. Ken Griffin talks Russia, market chaos, and a move to go public. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from Bloomberg. The headline, Russia's uninvestable stocks cut by MSCI FTSE Russell. Decision likely to cause exodus in active and passive funds. LSE suspends trading in dozens of Russia depository receipts. MSCI Inc. and FTSE Russell are cutting Russian equities from widely tracked indices, while the London Stock Exchange suspends dozens of Russian depository receipts from trading, isolating the stocks from a large segment of the investment fund industry. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The end of the oligarch era nears with Putin's miscalculation in Ukraine. On the day Russia's invasion began, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky asked a video address, "What do we hear today? It's not just rocket explosions, fighting, and the roar of aircraft. This is the sound of a new Iron Curtain lowering and closing Russia off from the civilized world." Here's a story from the FT. Another Stalingrad assault on Kharkiv shatters ties that once bound two nations. Bombardment strengthens loyalty to Ukraine and kills respect and affection for Russia. Nadezhda Gerkulchenko used to look at Russia with a mixture of envy and admiration. Now she says, "I realize I was an idiot." She is a native of Kharkiv, the city that has borne the brunt of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, enduring a relentless artillery barrage that has laid waste to residential areas and left dozens dead and injured. The bombardment has wrecked local government buildings, schools, and a maternity hospital. It has also destroyed something more intangible, the respect and even affection that millions of people in eastern Ukraine used to feel for Russia. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.